Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long at 545. Steve Geller will join us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 520, the skipper of LSU Shreveport Pilots, Brad Neffendorf, will join us. And, man, what a season. 59-0 and NAIA national champs. And, man, what a great run. And we'll have Coach Brad tell us about that story of how this team got to be where they are. And he's an Oregon guy, so have him a little bit, tell him about his journey to Shreveport here in Louisiana. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie. And hey, Jimmy, Southern Miss gonna finish this tonight or what?
Man, I'm nervous. I'm nervous, man. Hattiesburg Regional, the big name, Miami. We're the Buster Douglas here, and
okay,
you know, we've been known to do the leg in these situations the last few years. We beat LSU in the regional, which led to LSU and the birth of Paul Skeens. You know, the story is Jay Johnson got on the phone in a Hattiesburg hotel to line up Skeens, and the rest is history. Y'all won a national championship. LSU's got a big one tonight. I don't think many fans are worried, you know, that LSU's not going to finish it out. But, yeah, man, look, Southern Miss had a great year. We got to finish it out. I feel like if we win tonight with Vanderbilt out, we got a clear shot at the College World Series. But tonight has me concerned. I wanted to get your take on that and also the LSU game tonight. What do you expect pitching-wise?
Well, I'll throw it to Charlie on the pitching situation. I think we went over it in the first hour. Yep. About Zach. And, you know, it's kind of be a tag team between the two pitchers tonight, sort of saving them just in case you had to play this game. But I think for a lot of LSU fans, and not that I'm able to go anywhere today because I can't move around much, but just getting text messages and people calling, I think there's a bit of nervousness. And I agree with you, Jimmy. I think LSU's going to win tonight. But there is a degree of nervousness because of the fact we have seen LSU in these spots during the season where the bats go silent in the most critical times. And I think that gets everybody a little nervous. And then last night, you know, you saw the pitching. I mean, it unraveled. But when you walk that many people, I mean, come on, you got no chance to win. In any outlet, you're not going to win any game like that when you're walking 11 or 12 guys.
Yeah, and as you mentioned with the stat that Big Ben had read off last night, that 8 of the 11 walks came around to score, Mike, that is just not a formula for winning. And I texted this to Steve because I felt like Jacob Myers got a little bit of a raw deal with the umpire in a couple of his pitches last night, and then he kind of panicked, but then it spiraled out of control. He didn't throw a single, like, he didn't give a single hit, and he gives up four runs because he gave up four walks. So, you know, that was rough. As far as Southern Miss and LSU, they're both in a similar spot because you win, and you're staying at home for the Super Regionals. Louisville beat, they won the Nashville Regional this past weekend. They beat Wright State, who had upset Vanderbilt, which we'll lead into a little bit more of a discussion here. Whoa. Because this past weekend was just unbelievable in the college baseball world. So now Louisville's in the Super Regional round. If Southern Miss wins, they're still a national seed, top 16 national seed. They would host the Super Regional round in Hattiesburg against Louisville with a chance at Omaha on the line. Similarly, on the opposite side of LSU's bracket, Clemson got annihilated by Kentucky, who then went on to lose to West Virginia. So West Virginia won that regional, and so LSU would host a super regardless. I mean, they're a top eight national seed, so they were going to always have the quote-unquote home path to Omaha, but you're not playing a top 16 seed in your super regional round if you beat Little Rock tonight. So we'll have to see what happens. As I kind of alluded to, though, there, Mike, with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt and Texas both don't make it out of their own regionals, the Nashville and Austin regional, respectively. And I saw this stat when I was watching the Texas-UTSA game yesterday that top two national seeds that failed to advance to the super regional round. It hasn't happened very often, Mike, since the format changed in 1999. Vanderbilt did it in 2007 as the one seed. Oregon State and Florida did it as the 1 and 2 in 2014. So that's the only other time that this has ever happened in the past 25 years. Number one, UCLA did it in 2015. Number two, North Carolina did it in 2017. And number two, Stanford did it in 2018. Now we have Vanderbilt and Texas joining that list of effectively 7 teams. So it hasn't happened often in the last 25 years, but we saw some history being made with Vanderbilt and Texas both failing to make it out of the Nashville and Austin regionals.
Yeah, and in the ninth inning, North Carolina has an 11-3 lead over Oklahoma, which would be another SEC team to kind of bite the dust here. And looking at it, I think North Carolina just hit a home run, and so it has extended the lead for the Tar Heels. Also, too, I got a text about Jonathan Bullard and asking where he would play if he would come to terms with the Saints. He's primarily been a defensive end. But, you know, if you're going to play a 3-4 defense and you're going to have a stand-up kind of outside linebacker defensive end, he's really technically the defensive tackle in those type alignments. So he has shown some versatility, but he's mainly played defensive end. And there's a difference in playing 4-3 and 3-4. Bobby brought it up at the last OTA session. The coach is getting on Cam Jordan. Hey, you're supposed to drop in coverage. You know, you can't rush your quarterback here. That your assignment's to drop. So you got to know what you're doing. And even a veteran guy like Bullard, who has been through all these different schemes because he's played with a number of teams in the NFL, he brings you that experience having played that and having worked under Brandon Staley. So to answer the question, he'd really be playing defensive end. But he has the versatility, depending on how you align, that he could play some defensive tackle. And it is kind of the bottom of the ninth now. North Carolina, 14-3 lead over Oklahoma.
John. Yeah, I was just going to say, it was not a very good weekend for the SEC, in all honesty. I mean, on top of Vanderbilt and Texas getting eliminated before reaching the Super Regional round, also Alabama goes 2-2 in the Hattiesburg Regional. Mississippi State makes it to the regional final against Florida State, but they don't get any further as the 3 seed of that regional. Florida gets clobbered twice by East Carolina. They don't get out of Conway. Coastal Carolina advances. And then you have a couple other things that are happening tonight with Tennessee and Wake Forest in the regional final of Knoxville, LSU and Little Rock in the regional final of Baton Rouge. You know, Georgia gets eliminated from their regional by Oklahoma State. Ole Miss versus Murray State in the regional final of Oxford. So there's a couple of teams that can still advance. But I think we're already sitting at 8 SEC teams that have already bitten the dust, Mike.
Yeah, and congratulations, Brian O'Connor. Man, longtime coach at the University of Virginia, now taking over at Mississippi State. And I hope they give him the funding there to help out with NIL and helping him recruit players. I know one thing, he can coach. Man, he's won a lot of games at Virginia, 7 appearances in the College World Series, and won one I think it's 2015, if my memory's right.
Yes, sir.
And so congratulations to Brian O'Connor, another veteran coach entering the SEC. When we come back, we'll have on with us Brad Neffendorf, the skipper of LSU Shreveport, the NAIA National Champs, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, as we wait to hook up with Coach Neffendorf from LSU Shreveport. And I know he's had a busy day today. Hopefully we can get him on before we finish up Sports Talk here. Charlie, it basically is over in the Chapel Hill Regional, and North Carolina has defeated Oklahoma 14-4. And another SEC team goes down. And we were talking about this off the air about some of the heavily odded teams going in. And if you were placing a bet, well, a lot of those have been eliminated already, especially I think a lot of people had money on Texas. They really thought that Texas could ride this. It didn't work.
So a couple things here, Mike. As I mentioned in the first segment, the eight SEC teams that have already been eliminated, I was counting Oklahoma in that. So we're still sitting at eight SEC eliminations. And then we'll see what happens in Knoxville right now, Tennessee and Wake Forest. And then later on this evening, you also have Ole Miss, Murray State, and then LSU, Little Rock. So those are the other three SEC teams in action. As to your point about the betting odds, sportsbetting.ag sent us this after the odds, the College World Series odds post the question selection show. And LSU was number one, so they're still technically alive. We'll see what happens tonight. Number two is Texas. They're eliminated. Number three was Vanderbilt. They're eliminated. Four, Georgia, eliminated as well. So three of the top four teams in the post-selection show odds for the College World Series are already out before the second weekend of the tournament. That's pretty interesting. North Carolina was at 5, so they just survived. They're still in it. Tennessee at 6. We'll see what happens with them tonight. Auburn at 7. They're also still in it. They won their Auburn regional, taking out NC State earlier this weekend on Sunday night. And then Oregon and Clemson were at 9 and 10, respectively. Both of them are out, Mike. So if you're looking at the whole list right now, LSU and Tennessee are still alive. They have games this evening to determine if they're going to make it to the second weekend. But outside of that, you're talking about Texas, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Oregon, and Clemson. 5 of the top 9 teams in those betting odds are already out, and we're not even to super regional round.
And Charlie, I think I'm right on this. With Arkansas getting in, the winner of Wake Forest, if it's Tennessee to defeat Wake Forest, Arkansas would play Tennessee.
Yeah, so with Arkansas, and they would play the winner of the Tennessee-Wake Forest matchup in the Arkansas Super Regional. Arkansas really handled the Fayetteville Regional
they
pretty
sure
easily.
Did.
You know, a lot of SEC teams had a lot of issues this weekend. Some even obviously getting eliminated, as we already said, as regional hosts. And we'll see what happens with LSU, Tennessee, and Ole Miss this evening. But Arkansas and Auburn really kind of handled their regionals well, and they had a good showing for the SEC. But otherwise, it's been anything but.
How about Arizona? Jay Johnson's old team. Man, they looked impressive. Again, they got the nice combination. They can hit the ball, and they got some good pitching there. But Arizona handled things really, really well.
Mike, I was impressed with Coastal as well, Coastal Carolina. I know a lot of folks were picking Florida to win that regional in Conway. I was rooting for the Chanticleers, Sun Belt kind of thing there. And they really handled that regional well. Florida obviously kind of had a disappointing showing against ECU, but Coastal taking down the Pirates a couple of times to win the Conway regional without any losses.
Yeah, and it kind of broke over the weekend. Caglione, Jack, he get called up from AAA, and now he'll be in the majors. And we saw him for so long at Florida. He was sort of almost like he was a seventh-year senior there. I know that's not the actual case. But, man, he is tearing up AAA ball. And so for the Royals, he gets called up. And you talk about a guy that, in my opinion, he got drafted lower than I really thought he would get selected. Now, again, everybody's got different opinions on players and talent and everything else. But one thing I know, that dude can swing a bat. And in the majors, that is a huge deal. Defense is one thing, but if you can swing the bat like Caglione can, man, you getting up there quickly, and his stay in the minors, it was real short.
Big time pop, Mike. And I remember we talked about him as potentially being the number one overall pick, and he fell to like 7?
7.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Royals got a steal with Jack Caglione, and he's already up in the majors. I'm expecting him to be awesome. I didn't get to scoop him up in my fantasy baseball league, unfortunately, but I think he's going to be great. Mike, one other thing I wanted to mention about so far with the SEC, or not just the SEC, but with the NCAA bracket, you remember I had mentioned that basically 2/3 of regional hosts get through? So typically you're sitting at about 11-ish regional hosts making it to the super regional round. Right now, it would take a lot of, you know, interesting results to make that happen, because as we're sitting, 6 hosts have made it to the super regional round and 5 non-hosts. So it's about a 50-50 split with a couple regionals still to be decided. But I think it's really fascinating to follow. This has been a crazy weekend of college baseball.
And in the second inning already, Wake Forest, 2-0 lead over Tennessee.
Yikes.
So already, and you know, listen, in the betting world, so to speak, the top teams had a lot of money thrown their way. North Carolina, if you had that ticket, you could cash it in, because they won big today over Oklahoma. But LSU was another team, a lot of money on LSU. Tennessee, also, even though they trail Wake Forest 2-0 right now, that they were heavily bet also. So it goes to show you a little bit how some of the thinking is. And I think a lot of it has to do, Charlie, with experience. Teams that have sort of been there. Same thing with Ole Miss and Murray State.
Sure.
I think a lot of gamblers, okay, Murray State had their run, but, you know, we saw last night, man, Ole Miss smoked them, and they got a chance again to pull off the big upset. But from the gambling world, and these are people, they got that money on the line, okay? And this is not just people on the street or something like this. This is people that they's going to do it for a living. Ole Miss, LSU, Tennessee, heavily gambled.
Mike, I saw another stat that 93% of the winners of game one of their regional move on to the, you know, the regional finals. Wake Forest is trying to be in that 7% because you lose your opener to Cincinnati and you fight all the way through the elimination bracket, taking out Miami, Ohio in a really tightly contested game. You take out Cincinnati in the rematch, and then you beat Tennessee last night to force this game seven. That is one of the hardest runs you can do in college baseball, is losing that first game and making it out of a regional. And so Wake Forest trying to be in that 7% of teams that can do that.
We'll be back. We'll come back on. We'll have our Bet 365 triple option feature. We'll be joined by Steve Geller right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller joins us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. I want to tell everybody in the second inning, Wake Forest with a 2-0 lead over Tennessee. Steven, you first.
Well, we've made it to June, guys, so a lot of NFL paperwork is starting to get processed. Seeing online that we knew of some guys that were retiring, but the paperwork is now in for nose tackle Michael Pierce from the Ravens, DB Ronald Darby of the Texans, defensive end Brandon Graham of the Philadelphia Eagles, and, of course, one of our favorites, left tackle Teron Armstead, Miami Dolphins, who was drafted by the New Orleans Saints back in 2013. Great career for Teron. What's wild about it, when you look at all of his accolades, was never able to play a complete NFL season in all of his 12 years playing in the NFL. Never played a 16 or 17 game full season because of injuries, but like the Cajun Cannon would always say, he's hell when he's well. A guy that was just stellar on the field and off of it. Teron talked about his retirement too, saying, "This was always more than a game to me. This has literally been my life. I look back at my entire journey, and I walk away grateful, proud, excited, and at peace, knowing I did it the right way. Full investment to maximize the blessings God gave me. Can't wait to see what Armstead has next in store for his career." No, he was dabbling.
Media world, baby.
And I know he was dabbling some music, so we'll see if he continues to do that. But something along the waiver wire, not out today, guys, still hasn't been processed. The Saints not putting the paperwork in on Derek Carr's retirement, or still awaiting Ryan Ramczyk's paperwork as well.
Yeah, I think I know where Teron's going. I mean, he's going to be in the media world. Man, Teron is really good in front of the camera,
yeah,
in front of a mic. He's very articulate. He understands this game very well. And I told this to Zach when he first started into this, that, you know, I didn't know if this would be the end for all for him. But offensive and defensive linemen, they know this game from a different level. Okay, it's not like a running back or a receiver or a DB. Quarterbacks know it, certain level. But, man, offensive, defensive linemen, because there's so much communication that goes on between those guys and what they have to do and what they're expected to do. And the one thing with offensive linemen, man, they need is a pin. And I heard the same thing about Kelvin Banks, Jr., that his locker, like, everything's got to have a certain spot for this, a certain spot for that. Well, if you go in a locker room and you see a messy locker, I can tell you who's there. It's a defensive lineman. Offensive lineman dudes, man, everything is in place. So with Teron, just a great athlete, tremendous football player. But the media world is there for him. He can speak very well, and he understands this game at a level very few have. And I even saw this morning on Good Morning America Football, John Robinson, who was at one time an assistant coach at Nicholls State University. He coached the linebackers there. Then became the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. He was on the morning show. Man, so everybody, oh, I hate the media. I hate the media. And then first thing they do when they get out of football, hey, I want to be in the media. It's funny. I got a needle, John. I got to send him a text. I'm glad I thought of it at that time because, man, JR, he wasn't too crazy about how some of the media in Nashville had treated him. And that A.J. Brown trade, Steve, you got lucky on that deal because the Eagles got it. But that sunk the boat, man, like the Titanic on that. Charlie?
You know, we talked a little bit about it last segment, Mike, but one of the things that's been really interesting about this college baseball regional play is the amount of hosts that got down early or that lost early. And so yesterday, 8 of the 16 2025 regional hosts were in the loser's bracket, and that included Texas, who got eliminated, Vanderbilt, Georgia already eliminated, Oregon and Clemson also eliminated, and then you have teams like Oregon State, Southern Miss, and Ole Miss fighting for their lives. And if you're looking at the reset bracket, as I mentioned earlier, 6 hosts have advanced, but the other 5 teams that have advanced are non-hosts. And you can have upwards of 10 non-hosts in the super regional round of the college baseball postseason. And I think it's just incredible. I would have to double check and do some history on how many, like, what is the fewest amount of team regional hosts to advance to the super regional round in the tournament's history. I don't think that 6 might actually be the record, but resetting the bracket right now, Louisville won the Nashville regional. They'll play the winner of tonight's game between Southern Miss and Miami of Florida. We'll see if another regional host gets eliminated with Southern Miss there. Florida State advanced out of the Tallahassee regional, guys, and they'll play the winner of the Oregon State USC game going on right now in the Corvallis regional. One super regional, actually a couple super regional matchups are set. We have UNC versus Arizona in the Chapel Hill super regional. We have Auburn versus Coastal Carolina in the Auburn Super Regional, and we have UCLA versus UT San Antonio, the Roadrunners, who knocked out Big Brother and UT in Austin Regional. I think that's going to be a lot of fun going to Los Angeles for Super Regional action. And then further down the bracket, guys, Duke, who won the Athens Regional, will face the winner of tonight's matchup in the Oxford Regional between Ole Miss and Murray State. West Virginia, who won the Clemson Regional, will face tonight's winner of LSU versus Little Rock in the Baton Rouge Regional. And then Arkansas awaits the winner of the Knoxville Regional final between Tennessee and Wake Forest, guys.
Texas was definitely a huge surprise to me, Charlie.
I think that was a big one. Surprising. Both of them were stunning because Schlossnagel with Texas, like, he's had such incredible postseason, you know, accolades, right? He's been to the College World Series multiple times, College World Series final last year with Texas A&M before he moved over to UT. But yeah, getting bounced by UTSA, I knew the Roadrunners were legit, but that was definitely surprising. But Vanderbilt, who is the hottest team in college baseball for the past couple weeks, they show up and they get bounced by Wright State.
Yeah.
What was happening there? And Tim Corbin's yelling at reporters in the press conference. It's just like, what are you doing here, dude? Like, this is embarrassing.
And he was a jerk.
He was.
In that deal, it was a legitimate question that he got asked at that particular moment in time. And I get it. It's the heat of the moment. But come on.
Be a pro, right?
He's done this long enough.
Exactly.
And to react that way to me was surprising, to be honest with you. Guys, we know what the NBA Finals are going to be as Oklahoma City Thunder play the Indiana Pacers. And if Indiana wins this in the last 50 years, it would be the biggest upset from a financial standpoint. And with Vegas goes by that little kind of gauntlet of events and how much money is being built. Money is flooding Oklahoma City Thunder at this point in time. It would be the biggest upset for the NBA Finals in over 50 years. Now, they got the books for 50 years. They got to go back beyond 50 to find another team that with those type odds to start the season would be the NBA champs. And, man, with the money coming in Oklahoma City Thunder, it's almost worth a take to say, you know what, let me put a couple of bucks on Indiana just in case. I know it's a series, and Oklahoma City – I think showed some real poise. Won the Denver series.
Oh, yeah.
And Charlie and I had spoke about it. That's sort of, I think, when they're going to look back, if they end up winning everything, that was the defining moment.
Yeah, they're all grown up now after that.
Yeah, going in the ring.
Making it to the Western Conference Finals and knocking out, you know, a champion-level team in that Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets were the team that had the chance to knock out OKC. I never thought that the Timberwolves had a shot against them. I came out and said that. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the Pacers. I think the Pacers have an interesting offense against that stranglehold of an OKC defense. But, Mike, to your point about the odds to win the finals, I thought this was really funny. Bleacher Report Betting had this on social media earlier. The Jets' odds to make the playoffs, the Jets haven't made the playoffs, by the way, since 2010, is plus 475. The Pacers' odds to win the NBA Finals is plus 530.
Ooh,
the Jets have more of a chance to make the postseason for the first time in 15 years via these Vegas odds than the Pacers do to beat OKC in the finals that they've already made it to. I thought that was really incredible.
I put my money on the Pacers before the Jets.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I do know who's their quarterback, and I do think, and especially in the AFC, I think that's a huge part of those teams how they built. When you look at how Buffalo is built, their defense is good, but they got Josh Allen. You think about Cincinnati. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Joe Burrow
and them being able to score. Baltimore. As good a defense as they've played, and I thought last year they were a little bit more erratic than some of the other years. It's built around, Lamar Jackson. You know, you think about Kansas City as Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people, I know Bobby's a big believer in the Chargers this year. Justin Herbert. Do you think that the Jets are going to get there with the quarterback play they have? A lot of people really think that New England would have a better chance to get into the playoffs because they have Drake May. Now, again, a year one, and that's difficult, really, really difficult when you're trying to piece something together. Talk about a total disassemble. That's what's happening in New England. Kind of that's a rebuild. You can't term it any other way. That's a total rebuild what's happening in New England, but you got the most important position settled. And Drake May. Down the stretch, now early on, I thought Drake May struggled. He was, you could see the process information part with him was a little bit slow. But down the stretch, Drake May really played well, extremely well for the Patriots. So, man, Charlie, would you just read me off? Yeah, I would have more inclination to put a few bucks on the Pacers than I would on the Jets to make the playoffs.
Right there with you, Mike. And listen, I have OKC in five ahead of the series. I think that that's what the series is going to be. Indiana will steal a game at some point.
I think you're right.
I would be surprised if it gets to six. I would be very surprised if it gets to a seven. I think that would be awesome, though. And, you know, all the people that are complaining about, oh, that's small markets. It's two great teams that are on great runs right now. I'm excited for the NBA Finals. I'm looking forward to it.
The TV stations aren't, though.
But it does feel like a David and Goliath type of situation here where, yes, Indiana's the surprise team out of the East. OKC is the team that won 68 games in the regular season. They were supposed to be here. They've finally gotten over the hump in the Western Conference semifinal, made it to the Western Conference Finals where they smoked Minnesota. And now you're looking at them like this unbeatable Goliath, right? Mike, I would be actually interested to look ahead to, you know, next year and see what the betting odds for OKC to win the 2026 finals, because this team is still super young, but they're kind of looking ahead to their quote-unquote crowning moment, and we'll see if Indiana has anything to say about it.
Charlie, you'd have to look this up, but I'm pretty sure I heard this, that they have three first-round picks over the next 2 years, OKC.
Yeah, no, I'm almost certain they do. They would have had more had the Philadelphia pick fallen out of the top seven. But, you know, that,
my goodness.
Sam Presti,
I mean, that's all they need.
Right. OKC's already got a treasure trove of picks and assets. They don't need anything more.
But you have that in your hip pocket if you want to make a major deal. Because who are they paying right now?
Well, they're going to.
Now, eventually, you're going to have to. But right now, you're not paying anybody.
They gave a pretty hefty contract to Hartenstein, but short term, they're going to have to pay Shea a bunch of money. Jalen Williams is also going to be up for a contract extension pretty soon. Same thing with Chet Holmgren. So basically they're big three, but they're all so young, Mike, like 26 years and younger, that they're going to want to keep that core together, I imagine.
But if I had a shot at a guy that was a big ticket guy, and I know I could only keep him for a year, I would do that if I was Oklahoma City. You know, but because everybody's gunning for you, and look at those numbers of repeat champs in the NBA.
It's hard. It's hard, Mike.
It's really hard to be the champ.
The big
and
fish out there is Giannis.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what all they would need. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here, our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. And in the third inning, Murray State, the Racers. Man, they've raced ahead of the Ole Miss Rebels 5-0, and they got runners on first and third. Steve, what's happening at 6 o'clock here on the Big 870?
We're going to be reviewing LSU baseball's loss to Little Rock last night, go over some of their, you know, unfortunate series of events there. They ended up getting 11 hits, but just left too many guys on base. We'll hear from head coach Jay Johnson. Also talk to Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com SEC writer, about this matchup and everything else going around in the regionals. Then at 7:30, we'll have pregame coverage, LSU baseball in Little Rock for the right to go to Super Regionals, Mike.
Okay, Geller, you're going to be up after midnight. So we'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.